So, folks, part of the craziness going on in our country right now is a whole lot more road rage. People angry while driving. We're going to talk about what you should train your kids not to do. Here we go. So let me set this up, folks. It is a bad day for these kids. Your kids, group of kids are going out, sunny day, but they get into a little tiff with this gentleman, I'll call Thomas Keebler, in the white pickup truck. What they don't know, 40-year-old Thomas Keebler is angry. He has a long criminal record, and he's looking for a fight. So now your kids are in a car where you got an angry man who's trying to call them out so really he can hurt them. Look, he smashes the leg of one of the kids trying to get out. He goes after the passenger. The driver gets out and he starts confronting the driver, the girl, 16 years old, big tough guy. Well, then he gets into a verbal confrontation with them. And now he's beating them up basically. And the bottom line is these kids have no idea what to do. One's trying to walk away and call 911. Another gets slammed to the ground, 16-year-old girl. Well, this is the country we live in now, folks. And let me just say this. If you're not careful and you don't train your kids what to do or what not to do, they're not going to know what to do. Folks, remember, this is a country that for those of us that are older, we never experienced. When I went out with my friends, I never thought about some crazy man trying to, you know, hunt us down and beat us to death. But here's the reality. Your kids need to know what to do. So let's talk about what they should and shouldn't do, but let's start with what they should not do. Under no circumstances should they get engaged in this little tit for tat, this little cat or mouse on the highway. The bottom line is you don't know when that little tit for tat, and teenagers are competitive. I was competitive, but now is not the time. You do not know, as in this case, who's driving that other vehicle. And in this case, Thomas Keebler had a record of violence. He was angry and looking to strike out. Well, if it's your kids in that vehicle, they need to know what to do. First thing, we don't get caught up in that. Give up the lane, not your life. It's simply not worth it. We train our kids. Number two, we train them never to stop if the road rage is going on. Well, what if they're, you know, the driver's trying to pass them, cut them off or whatever? Activate 911, drive slowly and deliberately to a police station. Do not stop. You don't know who's in that other car or what they're capable of, as in this case. Oh, by the way, the fact that there's four teenagers against one madman, those aren't good odds. Number three, don't hesitate to call the police and have your kid or whoever's with them taking video on the phone. The more evidentiary video that you have, the better. Don't make it obvious, though, because, again, that can infuriate whoever you're following. But key things like license plate numbers, vehicle descriptions, if you can see an occupant driving, that's great. Those are great things. Three things not to do. We don't engage in the conflict. We never stop. Unless, you know, if he's trying to stop us, we're going to pull left, pull right. We're going to try to keep going. Obviously, if he strikes the vehicle, that now is a felony emergency that you need the police now. But don't hesitate to call the police earlier, which is number three. They would much rather check it out, come stop the vehicle. As in this case, he was arrested. You know what the only thing he said? Am I going to jail? Well, guess what, smart guy? You attacked four teenagers in a car. Yeah, you're going to jail. I hope they keep them there too. But let's talk about things to do. The first thing we want to do, number one, is we want to teach our kids to drive safe and without emotion. Drive safe. You know, all of us, when that person cuts us off, we just want to get into a mix. Not the time, folks. It is not the time today. If we want our kids to stay safe, They don't get into the mix. They don't. They stay away from the emotion of driving. Number two is don't participate in reckless driving. I know this sounds crazy. I know it sounds common sense. But guess what? There are a lot of kids out here with very little experience that are driving stupid. Well, that's going to spur on the Thomas Keyboards because he's going to be feel like he's got to step in and make those kids pay. So we absolutely don't participate in that kind of driving. Folks, you know, in this case, it all went well. Parents, if you're listening to me right now, you're watching this podcast, sit down with your kids and say, what do I do in a road rage situation? Because it could go the other way. It could go something like this. Driver gets in a road rage. Driver passes him, throws a water bottle at his car. He thinks that he's being shot at, so he fires 11 rounds into the car. Only by God's grace, folks, was somebody not killed. Only by God's grace. You see, you don't know how wound certain people are. I can't imagine pulling my firearm and discharging it into a moving vehicle, because here's the reality. He's on the interstate. He's down by 95. Those 9mm rounds go right through and into any car that happens to have an innocent bystander. So here's the bottom line, folks. This is playing for keeps now. So I hope this is helpful for you. I want to see our kids prosper and thrive. And there are just certain behaviors now they can't afford to participate. I remember the old days we used to go back and forth between cars, blah, blah, blah. And in the old days, somebody'd get out and fist fight and then get back in the car. Sometimes they'd shake hands or whatever, but that's not today. So I hope this is helpful for you. I hope it, you know, most importantly, folks, the whole reason we're doing this channel is to equip you and your family to stay safe in rapidly changing times. So I hope this is helpful. Do us a favor. Everybody needs this training. I train organizations all over the country. The reason I'm doing this channel is because I want it to get to everybody. You've got to own your own family security now. It's just not like it was in the old days. So I hope it's helpful to you, folks. I hope you stay safe out there, and God bless you. We'll see you next time.